KJAN Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, it's cloudy and 19 degrees in Atlantic. A winter storm warning goes into effect from noon today until noon on Friday. For the entire listening area, we could see anywhere from 6 to 9 inches of snowfall here in western Iowa. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. Let's run down the latest list of school and weather-related announcements for you. The Atlantic Community School District is dismissing at noon today. There will be no afternoon preschool. Also for the Atlantic District, the school-to-work meeting at noon today at Iowa Western Community College is postponed. AHST schools will dismiss at 12:30 this afternoon. The Audubon Community Schools will dismiss their elementary at 12:30 and the middle school and high school students at 12:45. Also, there's no afternoon pre-kindergarten program or evening activities for the Audubon Community School District. Bedford schools are dismissing at noon. Boyer Valley dismissing at 12:30. Corning Community School District is dismissing at 12:30 this afternoon. CAM will be closing at noon. East Mills also has a noon dismissal. Elkhorn, Kimbleton, and Exira both getting out at 12:30 this afternoon. Essex, Farragut, and Fremont Mills have canceled their classes for today. Griswold is dismissing 3 hours early, and there will be no afternoon or evening activities. Nottoway Valley will close 4 hours early. Orient, Maxburg, and Prescott are closing at 11:30 this morning. Riverside's closing at 12:30. West Central Valley of Stewart, classes will end there at noon today. Trainer is closing at 1 o'clock. Villisca is dismissing at 12:30. Walnut is dismissing classes at noon today. Woodbine and Underwood are dismissing at 12:30. And the Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool will not hold classes this afternoon. Those are the school-related announcements here on KJAN. More can be found on KJAN.com. Click on the Community Hub under that to the cancellations page. I'll have a look at today's news coming up next.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Well, the Atlantic City Council yesterday set March the 13th as the date for a public hearing on the city's proposed fiscal year 2014 budget. City Administrator Doug Harris said there were some changes to the budget since the council held a work session to try and hash out the numbers. The changes overall reflect a slight decrease in the budget, but it won't affect the projected rate of $17.68 per $1,000 taxable valuation, which is an increase of 44 cents. The majority of the increase in the tax rate is due to a 38 cent increase in the debt service levy. Also, the City Council last night approved a resolution awarding a contract to KWS Incorporated for the 7th Street Traffic Signal Improvement Project in the amount of $139,900. They tabled, however, the awarding of a contract for the Sunnyside Tennis Court Reconstruction Project until March the 20th, based on a recommendation of the Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring and the engineer for the project. Only two bids were received, but officials were hoping for more because crews of the City Street Department worked to remove the asphalt court surface, which saved a good chunk of money. It's the second time the project has gone out for bidding. Dostal's Construction in Nebraska bid $259,000 for the project, while Midwest Tennis and Track bid was $278,000. Dostal's bid was unchanged from last July, when the bids were first requested and later rejected.
We had a tough time generating interest in the project. The asphalt contractors were not interested. Henningsen nor Western Engineering didn't want an opportunity to general contractor. Dostal's and Midwest Tennis and Track are the only ones we could get to even submit a bid on it. I don't know exactly why, other than we feel maybe there's quite a bit of work out there right now, especially asphalt work.
Both the engineer and Roger Herring felt the lowest bid of $259,000 was still too high. They requested the awarding of the contract be tabled for up to 30 days because they still hope to come up with financing options necessary to help pay for the project. Herring said right now, though, they don't have the means to come up with another $20,000 to $30,000 to cover the gap between the engineer's estimate of cost and the lowest bid.
We're still going to make it happen, and we'll figure something out. And I may have to put a project or two on hold within the regular budget to be able to fund this, but it's going to happen.
Councilman Steve Livengood asked Herring how they plan to come up with the extra money, since Herring said they don't have those extra funds in the park and rec budget. Roger said they'll look at all the options, including receiving private donations.
There are some things where we can maybe take $5,000 here or $10,000 within the parks and rec budget and not do some other things that we had planned for this fiscal year. We'll just have to see how we can come to that $259.
So your plan is to take it all from your budget?
No. We're also going to have other conversations with the partner that we have.
But you would be opposed to any private donation?
No. If you know of a tennis family here in Atlantic that is looking for a name on a fence, by all means, send them our way.
The council also approved the second reading and suspended the rules to pass on the third reading. An amendment to the city's zoning ordinance that allows some lots in the Southern Heights second edition to be reclassified from R2 or single family to R4 multifamily housing. Developer Don Sontag said he would likely be coming before the council at a later date with an application for tax increment financing, or a TIF, to help make the housing project financially viable. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday adopted upon the second reading an amendment to the county's zoning ordinance that would allow an indoor shooting range and or gun sales and service business to locate within the county. The move followed a second public hearing on the matter during which there were no objections, but a Messina area resident, Rod Anderson, did question what impact the business would have on the septic leach field in the area and how potential water and sewer usage would affect the city's sewer system and the money it receives from wind turbines.
Do they plan on having a facility there with water and sewer and leach field, or are they going to tag on to Messina's sewer system? Yeah, and if so, this runs into the windmill money, where we can grab some of that to help build our new cell for the city of Messina to assist us in getting capable of handling industrial sewage for our small community with our source point discharge into the Nottoway River.
Supervisor Chuck Reakin reminded Anderson the zoning ordinance they were acting on doesn't have anything to do with the leach fields and sewers or wind turbines, for that matter. He said there are rules that the county sanitarian has to follow that are dictated by the state will determine if the business actually is able to operate within the scope of the law.
This issue is only for zoning property. It had nothing to do with windmills, wind turbines, or anything else. It only has to do with rezoning a piece of property to whether the zoning board has voted to allow that zoning change to be made to allow that business to be placed there, as long as it falls under the other guidelines of sanitation and those things. If it doesn't fall into those, then it's still not going to happen. This board's decision has to be made on what's been presented to us and nothing else.
Messina resident Kevin McCunn plans to open an indoor shooting range and gun sales shop on his property located northwest of the intersection of Highways 92 and 148. The board's approval of the amended ordinance Wednesday allows that process to continue to move forward. The Page County Attorney's Office reports two sentences were handed down earlier this week in separate cases. In one of the cases, 24-year-old Kyle Martin Bertain of Clarinda pled guilty to livestock neglect in association with a November 2012 investigation into malnourished cows, calves, and a bull found on a property in rural Page County. Bertain was sentenced Monday to 1 year in jail with all but 4 days suspended. He was also placed on unsupervised probation for an unspecified length of time and ordered to have no livestock during that time of probation. Bertain must also pay a fine of $315 plus related court costs. And 54-year-old Michael D. Weaver of Shenandoah pled guilty Monday in Page County District Court to a charge of assault with the intent to commit sexual abuse. He had originally been charged with enticing away a person under the age of 13, lascivious acts with a child, solicitation, in association with events that occurred in August of 2011. Weaver was sentenced to 2 years in prison and fined $625, but both of those were suspended. He was instead placed on supervised probation for a period of 2 years in order to reside at a residential correctional facility. In addition, the judge ordered Weaver to complete a psychological evaluation, risk assessment, and a sex offender treatment program. Weaver was also ordered to pay related court costs, restitution to his victims, and he must have no contact with the victims for at least 5 years. And in national news headlines this morning, the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits is showing an uptick. It jumped 20,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 362,000, though it remained at a level consistent with modest hiring. The Labor Department said the four-week average, a less volatile measure, rose 8,000 to its highest level in 6 weeks. A department spokesman said heavy snowstorms in the Northeast did not affect the total. White House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer said the bickering must come to an end in Congress over taxes, the budget, and spending. The Maryland Democrat told MSNBC that managing from crisis to crisis every 60 to 90 days is absurd. Lawmakers face a March 1st deadline to avoid over $85 billion in automatic spending cuts after barely averting automatic spending cuts and tax increases at the end of last year. As much as a foot of snow could pile up in parts of the nation's heartland from Colorado through Illinois, forecasters say the storm is moving a bit slower than first expected, but that it's starting to get back together. More than half a foot of snow is already on the ground in the western Kansas town of Russell. KJAN News Time is 8:12.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In the funeral announcements, Kristen Lee Judkins, age 34, of Lincoln, Nebraska, died Tuesday in Lincoln. Funeral services for Kristen Judkins will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church in Oakland. Rican Veith Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Betty Jane Shepherd, age 87, of Earl Stewart, died Saturday. A memorial service for Betty Jane Shepherd will be this Saturday at 1:30 at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dennis Coles, age 82, of Erling, died Monday in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Dennis Coles will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Leo Armstrong, age 77, of Fontenelle, died last Friday. And per his wishes, his body was cremated, and there will be no services held for Leo Armstrong, but a gathering of remembrance will be held at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle this Sunday from 1 until 4. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Craig Cullen, age 53, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Craig Cullen are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Barb Schultz, age 73, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Manor. Graveside services for Barb Schultz will be held at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Guy Barton, age 80, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. A celebration of life memorial service for Guy Barton will be held at the Exira Christian Church at a later date, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Exira in charge of arrangements. That is a check of the news this morning on KJAN, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.